When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome, trivia friends, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith. Meredith, say hi.
Hello, trivia nerds.
If you are tuning in from our new radio spot, we're on weekly on 103.3 in Toledo.
This is so exciting.
We get to do trivia every Friday.
You know, we really have a face for radio. I just am so thrilled. Like, look at this little podcast just doing all kinds of fun stuff for us.
We love doing trivia. If you guys have, if you own a radio station and want us to be on, I guess we'll do it.
We're actually
funny. We were on with Andrew Z and Demetrius on 103.3, The Party, on Fridays. And so we're always looking for fun places to bring trivia.
Yes, we are. So thanks for having us on, to all the folks over at 103.3. And we can't wait to come back. In 2 weeks, we're taking this week off for the holidays over at the radio station.
That's right.
Yeah,
we do our Black Friday shopping, guys. So nothing else is happening that day except a lot of money spent. Okay, we have my favorite show topic ever. I'm so excited, guys. I'm not kidding. I've seen every body of work. The Adam Sandler trivia show is what we are doing today. Adam Sandler trivia. My favorite movies are Adam Sandler movies. I don't care what anybody has to say about it. I will shout it loud and proud.
Okay, let's get it going then.
All right, we have some quick shout outs to Camille, Aiden, Hudson, Cameron, Maxwell, top fan Harmony Blue. She's always in our reviews. We love it. Olivia, Milo, McKay, Amelia, and Margo. And happy birthday to Edie, Zoe, and Presley. Have an amazing time, guys. All right, Are you ready for two rounds of Adam Sandler trivia?
Let's do it.
All right, round one, question one. In order to take over his father's hotel business, Billy Madison must complete what task?
He has to go completely through school, like kindergarten to senior year.
That's right. He has to go and graduate from school because apparently his dad paid for all of that the first time around. All right. Question two. In which movie does Price is Right host Bob Barker make an appearance?
Happy Gilmore.
That's right. Happy Gilmore. Question three. Who starred alongside Adam in the movie 50 First Dates?
That would be Drew Barrymore.
You're on fire. It is Drew Barrymore.
Hey, that was my husband and I. That was our first date. We saw 50 First Dates, like our first movie date. That was our
first
date. Yeah. And then there's a song in it. Love Song by 311 is one of the songs in the movie. And then we danced to that at our wedding.
Aw.
I know.
You had Adam Sandler ties at your wedding.
I know. You didn't know that. I knew you would love that.
Okay. Question four. Mr. Deeds doesn't care about money. His dream is to sell poetic greeting cards to what famous company?
Well, I don't know the answer, but greeting cards are Hallmark. Is it Hallmark?
That's right. It is Hallmark. It's just wants to sell a card. Okay, question five. Adam and Jennifer Aniston starred in which comedy about creating a fake family and going on vacation to Hawaii to swim with the dolphins?
Click.
It's not. If you have not seen this one, you have to. It's so funny. It's Just Go With It. It is so funny. Ooh. I love that movie. All right. Question six. What popular late night show did Adam Sandler write for and star in early in his career?
Oh, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live. Question 7. According to Happy Gilmore, Happy is not a golfer. He actually plays what other sport?
Happy Gilmore was a hockey player.
Yes, he's a hockey player who just happens to golf in this very temporary period of time. Okay, question 8. Video games are turned into actual intergalactic crises in this star-filled gaming comedy.
Wreck-It Ralph?
No. It's like a live-action Wreck-It Ralph, though, if we're being honest. It is called Pixels, and it is a really cool movie. My kids love that movie. All right, question 9. Grown-ups, my favorite movie ever, follows 5 childhood friends reconnecting in adulthood. Besides Sandler, name the 4 other famous comedians appearing in this movie.
Rob Schneider.
Okay. Well, you got one right. It's Rob Schneider, David Spade, Kevin James, and Chris Rock. Grown-ups and Grown-ups, two of my absolute all-time favorite movies. All right, final question of this round. According to Billy Madison, what is his favorite snack?
Fruit roll-up.
Oh, that is a good snack, but it's actually snack packs.
Oh, snack packs.
Snack packs. Okay, you got 6 right, which is pretty strong. Pretty strong.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll play more Adam Sandler trivia.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a storytime podcast with your littles? Something that has some great storytelling and maybe some conversation about it? Look no further. With Storytime with Philip and Mommy, my little guy Philip and I sit down every single day and read a story together. And we, of course, want you to join us. Grab your copy of the book, sit down, let's read it, and let's talk about it. We'll learn new words, we'll learn new ideas, and then we'll learn how we can use those stories in our lives. It's a lot of fun. Classics like Little Golden Books or Berenstain Bears, all the way up through the newest phenomenons like Bluey. We talk about them and we have a lot of laughs. It's a great time and we hope that you can come and join us. So please look for us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Storytime with Philip and Mommy. Thanks so much. We'll see you there.
All right, we are back. You did really well the first round. Let's go in strong with our favorite man here, Sandler. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Round 2, question 1. Adam Sandler started his own production company. It goes by what name?
Happy Madison.
That's right. Happy Madison. Okay, question 2. Which movie features Adam Sandler playing 2 roles of both the brother and the sister?
Man, what is this movie called? I don't know. What is it?
It's called Jack and Jill. Guys, I understand that people may think this is the worst movie ever made, but I laugh every time it's on. All right, question 3. Adam Sandler lent his voice to which animated movie about Dracula?
I don't know.
We've done a trivia about it. It is Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, yeah. It is Hotel Transylvania. Okay.
Okay. Question four. In Big Daddy, what nickname does Adam's character give his adopted son?
His adopted son in Big Daddy is called Little Billy.
Weirdly, he's called Frankenstein. That's the name he's picked for himself.
Okay.
I'm glad I didn't go by the names I picked as a five-year-old. Like,
what did you pick?
To be honest, it actually wasn't that bad. I really just wanted to be called Kimberly. I mean, it was a great name. I just wanted it really
bad. Did you have a nickname when you were a little kid?
Usually it was Brit or B.
What was yours? My nickname was Piddle because I take so long to get anywhere. And they still call me Piddle to this day.
You're Piddle. Now I'm going to call you Piddle.
They say just piddling around. Come
just
on, Piddle.
Piddling around. All right, question five. In the movie Blended, Sandler and Barrymore reconnect in a rom-com that has them traveling to what faraway continent?
Europe?
It's Africa.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
cool movie. Check it out. All right, question six. Adam actually made two movies that feature him as a football player. Can you name them?
Well, there's Waterboy.
Yes.
And then I don't know what else.
It's not a traditionally funny movie. Actually, it's got an emotional component to it, but it's The Longest Yard. So he was a football player in both. All right. Okay. Question seven. Which movie stars Adam as a matrimonial performer and songwriter set in the 1980s?
The Wedding Singer, the best Adam Sandler movie.
Such an awesome soundtrack too, by the way.
Yes.
Question eight. What is the profession of Adam's character in You Don't Mess with the Zohan?
Dude, I have no idea. That's a movie. I've never even heard of it.
It is a movie that I have a weird core memory attached to it. I don't know why, but I was watching that the night Barack Obama got elected.
Yeah. So for you,
I remember
like
watching
it
and then also hearing that news and like forever those two are tied together.
Yeah. It's the
now
Barack
I think
Obama,
of Obama
movie.
I think of Zohan. I don't know. It is what it is, guys. All right.
Okay.
Question nine. And That's My Boy. Adam's character found fame at an early age by doing what as a teenager?
I don't know.
He dated and had a kid with his teacher. It is so weird.
These movies are so weird.
So okay, wonderful. Next. Okay, final question. In 50 First Dates, Adam plays a veterinarian specializing in what animal?
Tigers?
It's actually penguins.
Did I get one question right that round? That was the hardest round of trivia.
The Wedding Singer, right?
That was it?
And that in the first one, you had two. You got two right. Listen.
That ranks up there with bad
I'm not
going
to hold this against you, even though part of me is a little bit hurt. Guys, I'm only married to my husband because he dresses like him. And I'm not kidding. Like
he does dress like Adam Sandler.
Backwards hat, polo shirt. Like that,
he really does. Like sometimes I look at him, I'm like, is Andy going golfing or to work out? I cannot decide by this outfit.
He looks just like you guys have to look on my Instagram. You'll see him and be like, oh, yeah, no, that makes sense. All right. All right, well, a weaker second round, but that's okay. I'll forgive you. It just means you have more homework to do. Watch these movies. They're obvious classics, guys. I want to hear how much you love Adam Sandler and how you did at this trivia. Make sure to let us know on Instagram and Facebook. If you want to have a shout out or it's your birthday or see your picture on our page, we love it. Go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Just make sure to leave your name there so we know who to leave the shout out to, or send us an Instagram or Facebook message, and make sure to also leave us 5 stars on Spotify. All right, stop looking at me, Swan. Have a great day, trivia nerds.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.